Here's a bold prediction. By 2018, 30% of Australia's ASX 200 company boards will be made up of women. That's the goal of the 30% Club, an organisation new to Australia, but in other parts of the world responsible for boosting significantly female representation on company boards. The 30% Club will be launched later today, and it's backed by the Australian Institute of Company Directors and the Australian Council of Superannuation Investors. Its establishment in Australia comes amid resistance to quotas for women on boards and the decision by the Abbott government to water down mandated gender reporting requirements. Patricia Cross is chair of the Commonwealth Superannuation Corporation and a leading non-executive director of a number of boards, including the Macquarie Group. She joins us from Melbourne. Patricia Cross, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Patricia, what's been the experience in Britain, where the 30% Club was introduced 5 years ago?
In Britain 5 years ago, there were only 12.5% of FTSE 100 directors were women. Now it's 23% and rising as we speak. There is a significantly heightened awareness of the issue, a better understanding of not only the fact that increased diversity leads to better performance, but also that there are definite paths that can be taken to improve diversity on boards.
Haven't we in Australia done almost as well as that without the 30% Club? Not saying we don't need the 30% Club, but the numbers are certainly going in the right direction since this has come into focus, from women on boards 8.3% in 2009 to 20% today. That's a pretty positive trajectory, isn't it?
No, I agree completely, but we have plateaued over the last 3 years, unfortunately. So we're currently hiring overall in the ASX 200 at a rate of about 3 women per annum for 7 men per annum. Mm-hmm. And the composition of the ASX 200 right now is about 80% men, 20% women. If we continue hiring at that rate of 3 women for 7 men, we won't get to 30% women on boards until 2023. And that's the problem. And we've had this research and analysis done not only by ourselves, but also by Ownership Matters, a fabulous governance advisory service, and by the Australian Council of Superannuation Investors. He, we've seen, also came out in favor of the 30% target.
What's going on?
We have to do something a bit more. And yeah, it's not about the 30% Club, I should hasten to add. It's more about just giving all of the support to organizations such as the AICD and ACSI that are really pushing to make this happen.
Why has it plateaued? Is business resistant to appointing women to boards? Because while many companies are at that 20% level or higher, many companies still have no women on their boards. What's going on?
That's true. So there are 34 boards on the ASX 200 that still have no female directors. And those are the ones that we do want to target. We want to target in a very inclusive fashion, not in a name and shame fashion. What happened in the UK was the chairman become very involved in ringing each other and dealing with each other and encouraging each other. So in Australia, there's not a definite resistance. And in fact, I'd be surprised if most of the 34 boards aren't discussing the issue of putting more women on their boards, or putting some women on their boards. Every chairman that we've spoken to has been highly supportive of the concept of 30% per annum, whether they're already there or about to get there.
Well, if they're highly supportive of the concept, what's their next sentence then? Why do they say they haven't done it?
So the issue is that they say, well, we just can't find enough talented women.
And is that an issue, the talent pool?
No, I think it's a myth that needs to be debunked. And the AICD is helping to address this with a combination of mentoring and education. There are many talented women out there, many, many talented women. If you just think about it, 50% of the population. The issue is that women have not been CEOs and in very senior levels of management. Traditionally, that's where the director gene pool has come from. Mm-hmm. But as you know, that has expanded substantially over the years. I started as a company director in Australia in 1996. And so from those days till now, I can tell you that the discussion is dominated by looking at the diversity of boards.
There is still strong resistance to quotas for women on boards.
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, I'm also opposed to quotas.
Why?
I have to say. I believe that to get meaningful change, people have to want to do what you're suggesting that they do. And I think that any good leader understands that you need to help people to understand what paths they can take to get that change. If you slap a quota on, you will get to your goal more quickly, especially if you threaten delisting, but it won't be meaningful or sustainable change, and you run the risk that the same people will be regurgitated through the same board seat. That's not what we want.
It's all pretty obvious. And when you read David Gonski, chair of ANZ, and Coca-Cola Amatil, who's also part of the 30% club, say that diversity is vital to a proper functioning board, as it doesn't make sense to limit a board to a pool of talent that only makes up 50% of the population. That seems so obvious, and it seems like many companies have now taken that on board. But if diversity is important, and if diversity can be a company's greatest weapon, which is what some say, obviously employers need to expand beyond employing people like them. That goes for women. It also goes for people with getting multicultural diversity on boards, doesn't it? That's also important. What's
Very
our
true.
Record on that score?
Not good, not good at all. But the other issue is it also goes for getting different types of people with different personal characteristics on boards. So even if you get a woman on the board, you want to actually look at how she fits or how she does not fit with the personal characteristics that are on the board, because groupthink is the most dangerous thing. Richard LeBlanc in Canada has done extensive research on this, and Colin Carter here in Australia also. And they do conclude that boards that are composed of diverse skills and experience and backgrounds do perform better. In fact, there was research done very recently by the Center for Gender Economics and Innovation in Infinitus Asset Management that said that on the ASX 200, companies with at least 25% female board members perform 7% better than those with all male boards. So that's the most recent Australian research. But there's a plethora of international research. Credit Suisse has looked at 3,000 companies in 40 countries and concluded that there are substantial improvements in TSR, return on equity, book to PB. McKinsey's done the research, Bain's done the research, Catalyst, Citicorp. It's a very long list.
The research is in. Now we've just got to achieve that diversity. Patricia Cross, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Patricia Cross is chair of the Commonwealth Superannuation Corporation and a leading non-executive director on boards.